Hello again, racing fans. Good to have you with us on A Short Thing powered by Hollywood. Let's look ahead to racing on the weekend. On Saturday, we have a standalone meeting on the high veld at Turfantine. Sunday, the race meeting originally scheduled for Hollywood Bets Kenilworth has been moved to next Wednesday, the 13th of August. News just in from Racecoast KZN is that the race meeting originally scheduled for Monday, the 11th of August, that has been recalled, and this meeting will now be held on Sunday, the 10th of August at Hollywood Bets Scottsville. Great move. Well done to all concerned. Now racing on Saturday and Sunday, Sunday in KZN and Saturday on the High Falls. 9 races on the Turfantine card. That's the meeting we're about to preview, with the first race getting underway at 12:05. If you are getting involved in the Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge, those entries and selections, of course, need to be on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time. We have had a few changes to the rules as of the 1st of August. Those are available on the website. Familiarize yourselves with them. The one that caught my eye is the fact that if you're in running for the big jackpot prize and you pay the 50 Rand bet slip, the minimum on any South African race meeting is 1 million Rand that you'll walk off with. So all the more reason to play the bet slip, put through your entries, and keep fingers crossed that you pick all the winners on the card. Speaking of winners, I thought the first two favourites looked very hard to oppose on the Turfantine card, so maybe let's take that double, build a kitty for the place accumulator and the pick six that is to come. The first race on the card, as I put my blinkers on, is a maiden plate, a race for three-year-olds. 8 runners will line up at the 1160-metre mark. Looking no further than number 3, Clever Trevor. This one from the Mike and Matthew de Kock training partnership. Informed jockey Callan Murray's on board. That was a very good debut run despite being green. Was staying on nicely over this course and distance when finishing second on debut. Would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. Runs in the Hollywood Racing Silks. And I do think with any amount of natural progress to come, the one they all have to beat. So I'm going 3 Clever Trevor to win it. Ahead of 7, Trip to Peace. For third, I'm going with 1, Willow Charm, and fourth, number 2, Actuary. Second race on the day is a maiden plate for fillies to be run over 1160. Good to see them name a lot of the races. Got female races because it's Women's Day on Saturday, so they'll be having a big Women's Day celebration at the races as well. 6, Quiet Winter, stands out at even money. This horse is back from a bit of a break. Finish in the money in both starts to date. Will no doubt be racing up handy, staying on to the business end of affairs, and I wrote here, if not in need of the run, should make its presence felt, and I do think there's a natural progress to come, so it will be a tough nut to crack. 6, Quiet Winter, ahead of 1, Lost for Words. 5, Perfect Miracle. 8, Total Eruption, the selections for race 2. 13:15 is when you need to be on with your place accumulators if you are going to be playing 1. Race 3 is a maiden plate, where 10 runners will line up at the 2,000-metre mark. Precious little to choose between the top 2 in the market. Number 1, Scarlet Heart, is at 1.33, while number 1, Follow the Master, is at 1.82-1 on hollywoodbets.net. There's been a touch of support for number 3, Heroic Act, from 7.14 into 6.67-1, and then you can get 8.33 and upwards the others. Can see why number 10, Scarlet Heart, is favourite. Model of consistency, comes into this race with a nice low weight of just 52.5 kilos on the back. But I must admit, I am much more leaning towards number 1, Follow the Master. This horse has been beaten into second in his last 2 starts. Went to the front last time out, over 2,400 metres, and just got outrun late. Went to the front in the penultimate, over the course and distance. And it's good to see that Jason Gates is retaining the ride. He will in all likelihood from Stallgate 8 jump, take him to the front, cross, find the lead, kick away at the right time and say, come and catch me if you can. So number 1, Follow the Master, the selection to win it, ahead of number 3, Heroic Act, 10, Scarlet Heart, and 5, Gift of Royal. Moving on to race 4. This is the first leg of the pick 6. Merit rated 82 handicap, 4 fillies and mares, 10 of them will line up at the 2,000-metre mark. And when I looked at the way they priced up here, fillies and mares, field and more, that's probably what most people will be doing here in race number 4 on the card. But we need to find some sort of guidance. Where are we going? Quite a few of them are renewing Rivalry, if we take the race that Tio Terriati won last time out. 0.4 lengths in second was number 6, Art Nouveau. 3 kilos worse off at the weight, so it should finish at least, 3.4, if not further, behind the winner. And then over the page, number 7, Wagram. 3 kilos better off at the weights for a 3.4 length beating, which means Wagram should be closer to the action. But Tio Terriati still does look like the one they all have to beat. Despite the fact that they are renewing Rivalry, he does hold the advantage over the course and distance. He's had 2 runs for 2 seconds. And if one looks at the form too, you'll see runs for apprentice Umzalisium Butu, who takes the 4 kilos off the back. So I'm going 3, Tio Terriati to win it, ahead of number 5, Azaleas for All. For third, I'm going with number 7, Wagram. And fourth, number 4, Free in Seattle. Race 5, first leg of the first jackpot. 14.25 is when you need to be on. RAA wishes Happy Women's Day. Merit rated 66 handicap over 1,800 metres. A small field, and yet a case can be made for at least 4 or 5 of them in this race. I'm signing with a favour, though. Number 2, Storm Ahead. Now, this horse was fair and fairly and squarely beaten in its last start by 4.2 lengths. However, I do think could have finished a lot closer if not hanging over that final 300 metres. Good to see jockey Samaga Kamala retain the ride with number 2, Storm Ahead. He knows this horse well, be staying on at the business end of affairs, and I do think will be involved in the shake-up and make his presence felt. So I'm going 2, Storm Ahead, ahead of 4, Gamer, 8, Bobbly Swagger, and number 5, Silky Jet. Sixth race on the card, leg 1 of Jackpot 2. You need to be on at 3 o'clock. This is a classified stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1,600-meter mark. And yeah, you can make a case for quite a few of them. In fact, if you look at the betting, it's 4-1 the field. 8, Viva de Janeiro, is at 4-1. Ahead of 4, Clarkson at 4-1. And also number 3, After Hours, at 4-1. 5.56, number 2, Laughing William. 6.25, number 1, Johnny Drama. In fact, the missed one, 7, Lost Ginger, at 5.56-1, and then it's 8-1 and upwards the others. Yeah, not an easy one to actually find an outright winner, but if you are going to push me for one, then I'm probably going to be siding with number 8, Viva de Janeiro. I thought this horse has been a model of consistency of late, staying on at the finish, and I do think does represent each way value. And in fact, Viva de Janeiro and Clarkson, who are joint favourites at 4-1, very new Rivalry. Viva de Janeiro is 3.5 kilos better off at the weights with Clarkson for a 2.1 length beating, which means that Viva de Janeiro should finish ahead of Clarkson and, over this distance, has run 12 times for a win, 3 seconds and a third. I'm sold. 8, Viva de Janeiro to win it, ahead of 4, Clarkson, 3, After Hours, and 7, Lost Ginger. Seventh race on the card is a merit-rated 84 handicap where 9 runners will line up at the 1,400-meter mark. Again, a case can be made for quite a few of them. The betting is as follows. 1, Birthright, 3.57. 2, Press and Regardless, 3.57. 4, For the Flutter, 3.75-1. 6.25, number 3, Willow Express. 8.33-1 and upwards, bar those. Phew, not easy. Birthright, for example, has picked up a £5 penalty for that last win, so we'll have much more to do. 2, Press and Regardless has the tendency of hanging in the closing stages. Does renew Rivalry, though, with number 3, Willow Express, from the stable of Sean Tarry. Willow Express is 4.5 kilos better off at the weights with number 2, Press and Regardless, for a 1.3 length beating. That means Willow Express should finish ahead of Press on Regardless. This horse also gets the services of a 4 kilo claiming apprentice on board. And over the distance, 14 runs, 3 wins, 2 seconds, 2/3. Good enough for me. We go for the value. 3 Willow Express, to beat 2 Press On regardless, 1 Birthright, and 6 Great Notion. Penultimate race on the card is race number 8. Classified stakes. 8 runners will line up at the 1160 meter mark. Again, not an easy race to contend with. If one looks at the betting, it's 3.03, number 4, Sunset Warrior. 3.03, number 5, Western Wishes. Then you can get 4-1 about number 3, Maverick Queen. 5-1, number 2, Union Alert. 7-1 and upwards, bar those quoted. Where do we go? Calvin Abib, Sean Tarry. If you look at this horse's rating, 5 runs ago was an 80, has come tumbling down to 75. Now, not only has the rating been dropping, this horse also takes a drop in class and also takes a drop in trip. So there's a lot going in Maverick Queen's favour coming into this, the 8th race on the card. She's a horse that likes to race up handy, but does tend to not have that little bit extra in the end. And good to see Calvin Abib back on board. Hopefully, he'll be able to get a little bit more out of her in the rundown to the wire. So I'm going 3 Maverick Queen, ahead of 5 Western Wishes, 4 Sunset Warrior, 2 Unicorn Alert. Last race of the day jumps at 16:50. Race number 9, it's merit rated 100, where 9 runners will line up at the 1160. A number of hard-knocking individuals, a small yet quality field, will face the starter here in the last race on the day. 9 Blizzard Snow is at 2.5-1. Next on offer is number 3, One Fell Swoop, at 3.33-1. So to number 6, Warm Winter Night, at 3.33-1. You can get 8-1, bar those quoted. Where do we go? I'm going 9 Blizzard Snow. This horse has got a 4-kilo claiming Appy on board, apprentice Zum's Elysium Booty. For the Tony Peter Yard now, Blizzard Snow did pick up a £3 penalty for that last win. But if you look at it, you'll see solid recent form does Blizzard Snow bring into this race. Will be certainly doing his best work late in the closing stages. Is ideally course and distance suited for 5 runs, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Cannot be ignored. 9 Blizzard Snow to win it, ahead of 6 Warm Winter Night, 5 Passage of Power, and 1 Red Bomber. And that takes care of racing at Turfantine on Saturday afternoon. Women's Day racing to look forward to. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable afternoon. Sunday there's racing at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. Till then, from your Yvonne, you take care. Cheers for now.